The Sri Lankan government and rebel Tamil Tigers opened peace talks today in Thailand, trying to end one of the world's longest-running and deadliest civil wars. The rebels say Sri Lanka's Tamil minority faces discrimination by the country's Sinhalese majority. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Tamil Tiger rebels have been fighting for a separate state in the north and east of the country for nearly two decades. In addition to the 60,000 dead, more than a million people have been displaced by the war, which has had a devastating effect on the Sri Lankan economy and psyche. But a number of confidence-building measures undertaken this year have increased hopes for peace. A ceasefire has been in place since February, the government has reopened roads into rebel-held areas, and last month, the Sri Lankan government lifted its four-year-old ban on political activity by the Tigers, eliminating the last stumbling block to talks. Radhika Kumaraswamy is director of the International Center for Ethnic Studies in Colombo.
Why now? It's because I think both sides have come to the conclusion after 20 years of fighting that there is no military solution to the ethnic conflict in Sri Lanka, and that the only way any kind of solution can come about is through talks and through negotiations.
The Sri Lankan government says it's willing to discuss all issues during the talks except an independent homeland for the Tamil minority, though some sort of power-sharing arrangement seems likely. Pakiasoti Sadavanamutu is director of the Center for Policy Alternatives in Colombo.
The biggest sticking points are going to be with regard to the reform of the Sri Lankan state, moving away from a unitary state to a more federal-type arrangement. There is the question of minority rights. Then there is the challenge to the LTTE, which has been a guerrilla force, making that transformation after many decades to mainstream democratic politics.
As a guerrilla force, the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or LTTE, have proven a formidable enemy. Its suicide bombers have killed one Sri Lankan president and an Indian prime minister. Hundreds of civilians have been killed by suicide bombers as well. Just last year, the Tigers launched a spectacular suicide attack on the international airport in Colombo, destroying 12 planes, including half the fleet of the Sri Lankan national carrier. Within the last few years, the U.S., Britain, and Canada have declared the LTTE a terrorist organization, limiting fundraising efforts among the Tamil diaspora. And the global war on terror has also increased pressure on the rebels to talk. On the government side, public opinion polls show overwhelming support for a negotiated settlement, especially among the country's business community. Radhika Kumaraswamy of the International Center for Ethnic Studies.
I'm very hopeful because I think the objective reality on the ground is that whatever the parties feel, the peace process in the last 7 months has set in motion a people-to-people process and the opening up of goods and ideas into the north and the east. I think there's set in motion a process that would, in the end, support a peace initiative and prevent people from going back to war. I think that anyone who goes back to war now will be very unpopular.
Negotiators from both sides this morning expressed hope that the talks would succeed. Norwegian diplomats who helped bring the two parties to the table also expressed optimism, but warned that the peace process could take years. This opening round of talks in Thailand is expected to last 3 days. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.